One Voice Recording presents The Return of Sherlock Holmes, The Norwood Builder, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. With all character roles portrayed by David Ian Davies, this recording is copyrighted 2004 by One Voice Recordings. All rights, including broadcast and public performance, are reserved by the copyright holder. From the point of view of the criminal expert, London has become a singularly uninteresting city. Since the death of the late lamented Professor Moriarty,
I can hardly think that you'd find many decent citizens to agree with you.
Well, 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 Watson, I mustn't be selfish.
He pushed back his chair from the breakfast table.
The community is certainly the gainer, and no one the loser, save the poor out-of-work specialist whose occupation has gone. With that man in the field, one's morning paper presented infinite possibilities. Often it was only the smallest trace, Watson, the faintest indication, and yet it was enough to tell me that the great malignant brain was there, as the gentlest tremors of the edges of the web remind one of the foul spider that lurks in the center. Petty thefts, wanton assaults, purposeless outrage. To the man who held the clue, all could be worked into one connected whole. To the scientific student of the higher criminal world, no capital in Europe offered the advantages which London then possessed. But now
he shrugged his shoulders in humorous deprecation of the state of things which he had himself done so much to produce. At the time of which I speak, Holmes had been back for some months, and I, at his request, had sold my practice and returned to share the old quarters in Baker Street. A young doctor named Werner had purchased my small Kensington practice, and given with astonishingly little demur the highest price which I ever ventured to ask.